day.
Welcome to Wonder, the blog post about nature and its links to the human community. Today's reading is called The Elf Tree. Every Thanksgiving, no matter who comes to our home, has the pleasure of visiting the elf tree, one of the largest ponderosa pines in Klickitat County. The elf tree is just woven in mystery. Every time we go there, the elf king and queen seem to have a message for us. This next passage is taken from my novel called Cappuccino. Manny gave the tree a couple pats, followed by a full-blown hug. Then he sat down and peered into a large cavity in the base of the tree and reached his arm deep into the hole. He let out a ho-ho of delight as his arm reappeared, clenching a yellow leather pouch. Unexpectedly, a young sandy-haired girl came running by, crouching down next to the tree's cave. "Is it okay to hide here and play hide-and-go-seek?"
"Of course," said Manny. "I won't tell anyone.
And the elf tree won't say anything either."
"What did you say?" asked the girl, whose name was Taza.
"Welcome to the elf tree. The elves live here. They come out at night, and that's why I've never seen them. But we exchange gifts all the time."
"What do you mean?" asked Taza.
"Well, a week ago, after I'd left the elves some colorful beads, I returned the next day to find they'd made me a beautiful wristband. See, I'm wearing it. So I thanked them by placing 10 shiny pennies in this pouch for them."
"I wonder what they did with them. Want to open the bag?"
Taza carefully untied the loop leather bow, and her dainty fingers searched for treasure within. Tara withdrew 10 glistening silver dollars.
"Ha ha!" exclaimed Manny. "This is elf magic. Would you like to have a coin?" "Oh, please, thank you."
Taza held her gift up to the light, and older boy appeared. "Oh, there you are," he said. "The rest of us have already been found. Come on, it's time to go home." Manny waved goodbye. Taza's brother tugged her arm, pulling her along. As they walked away, the boy asked, "Who is that guy?" Examining her coin, Taza barely heard him, answering softly,
"A wizard, I think." We wish you all a very, very happy Thanksgiving holiday.
The next Wonder blog post will be called Myth, Reality, and Faith, all about the reintroduction of the Pacific Fisher to the Columbia River Gorge.